I can try to discuss the genesis of the Valhalla poem, although undoubtedly I've revised it a little bit in my head. My memory has turned into a little bit more of a coherent story than it probably was at the time. The editor of Parnassus Poetry and Review wrote me out of the blue, it was quite a compliment at the time, quite a compliment, period, asking if I would be interested in receiving some really fine photographs with medical subjects and seeing if they would inspire me to write some poems that might go in the same magazine as the photos. And I thought it over and thought about the seriously bad poems I had written about photos or works of painting in the past. Just never worked for me to try to work from a still visual piece of art before, so I said no. And he asked me again, and I said yes, because I'm basically a wimp, and because I was more and more intrigued by why he thought these photos would be inspiring. And so he mailed me 7 pictures, and I got 7 poems out of them, and 3 of them were pretty bad, and 4 of them apparently worked pretty well. And I think Valhalla is probably my favorite. It was based on a picture of a hand that had been severely burned, which I had trouble looking at, but once I'd seen it, I did feel the need to do something about having seen it. And of course what I did was sort of move laterally away from writing anything about how it actually felt and write instead about, well, think instead about being somewhere else. I'd been writing some other poems about being on other planets, trying to think about what it would be like to be somewhere with a different sky, a different landscape, and so forth. And that worked for this because it occurred to me that one way of dealing with pain would be stripping yourself of ordinary surroundings, and that it would help not to be so weighed down by gravity, not to be dealing with an atmosphere that kind of brushes against you at all times. And that began to come together for me, and the idea that the caretakers would miss the things that the afflicted people just didn't even care about anymore, that seemed to work. And at some point, I picked up the Discover Science magazine that I'd been trying to keep up with and was hopelessly months and months behind in, and just turned the page chronologically and found this fact about tears having healing proteins in them, and had this sort of delicious feeling wash through me that however late I had come to this fact, it was at exactly the right time, and that now I had everything I needed for that poem. It felt great.